everybody, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily fired up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android. Welcome to a Toronto Raptors Orlando Magic Game 4 playoff recap of Ballin. Yes, Ballin is back. You know what that means. Captain Canada, finally I get him. He was all over covering the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs, since he thinks the Maple Leafs are going to lose in seventh game. And that's why he's back to cover the Toronto Raptors. Captain Canada, Drew Ebanks, and the Rookie of the Year for Barnburner, Giancarlo Lino. By the way, you can read his Game 4 recap on barnburner.ca. Captain Canada, how have you been? Haven't talked to you in, like, forever, since last Easter.
Not quite, JoJo, but yeah, it's been very hectic. I've got about 20 things on the go right now, just trying to get through them, but it is what it is. This is what we live for, you know, and it's been a great ride. So, yeah, a lot of things on tap. We'll be letting everybody know what we're up to.
No, don't let everybody know. Let me know right now. What have you been up to? Forget about letting everybody know. That's a storyline that everybody, oh, I'm going to let everybody know. I'm going to, you spill the beans. What's going on with you? Because I've got so many emails, I see so many zeros here, emails regarding where's Captain Canada? How come Bowen hasn't been updated? How come he's not at Raptor games? How come it's the playoffs and he doesn't want to talk? Did you guys have a falling out? Did you replace him as Captain Universe? That's me, Jolton Joe. And you know, Captain Canada, does he pull half pool with Drake? Tell him not to show up at Maple Leaf games or Raptor games or, for that matter, PSC games. So, Captain Canada, spill the beans. What's up with you?
Man, I'm just getting through this spring playoff season, all-star game season. I've been doing a lot of covering a lot of events with partners, been emceeing a lot of events. So, you know, just been on the mic doing my thing, and got another one coming up on the 29th of April, the signature All-Canadian Showcase, another all-star game.
Hold on. I brought Giancarlo on here. Sorry. I brought Giancarlo on here because he wanted you to be the MC for his wedding happening April 29th. Are you going to reject Giancarlo for being the MC for his wedding?
For his wedding? Okay, that's interesting. All right. We're going to have to figure something out there, Giancarlo, because I kind of already committed.
All right, so enough talking about this. Let's get to Game 4. Drew, you start us off. The most dominant Raptors playoff win, in my opinion, ever. What do you say?
It's got to be right up there, obviously. You know, they haven't done this before. They haven't been up 3-1 in a series before. You know, they looked like the team we hoped they could be. The second best record in the NBA, right behind the Milwaukee Bucks, ahead of the Golden State Warriors. The mentality is businesslike. And you know the difference comes from Kawhi Leonard. With all due respect to DeMar DeRozan and his talents and his exceptional playing ability, under Kawhi Leonard, the Toronto Raptors are no joke. He is a superstar, and I think he is showing he's the best player between both teams. He's the best player on the floor, and he's getting the job done. The game, Sunday night was a game that we kind of, you know, if you're a Raptors fan, you wish for this a while ago. You wish for this a couple years ago. It's finally come to fruition where this team has that business-like approach to the way they get things done. And they believe, I think, and they finally can understand, and we've talked about this many times, that their defensive consistency and attention to detail, boxing out, closing out on shooters. I saw some tremendous plays. When you look at Marc Gasol, what he did against Vucevic tonight, standing him up, even the way he played the pick and roll, he got some steals. He's such an underrated player, is Gasol, and he was a force inside. And I'll tell you, I love the way Norman Powell came in, and I see a different Norman Powell. It's like things have slowed down for for Mr. Powell, and to see what he did in this game was unbelievable as well. And, you know, what can you say about Pascal Siakam? The league, for some reason, has been on sleep mode to not understand. The Raptors have been on national TV many times, the second best record in the NBA, and people are saying they don't think he should win most improved player. It's unbelievable. He should be either 1A or 1B in the thought process of everybody who says they watch the NBA.
All right, Giancarlo, game four, Kawhi Leonard, probably one of his best games in the Raptors uniform. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. And last game when he was dealing with the flu, they were saying, and he was sick, and you're still able to get 16 and 10, so a double-double is still a great thing to have in a playoff game. And tonight he had 18 points at halftime, so he put all the doubt whether he was still sick or if he was healthy to rest, and he came out in the game, and Evan Fournier couldn't do anything to him. That was a horrible matchup by the Orlando Magic coaching staff. They should have known that Kawhi Leonard is not the type of player that you put Evan Fournier on. So good for the Raptors in exposing that. And Siakam, I agree with Drew, he's been amazing this year. And considering his development of last year, he was averaging like 6 or 7 points a game to this year where he's getting like 16, 20, and really the focal point of Toronto's attack. I really like this team, and I think they'll be able to close this out on Tuesday quite comfortably and move on to the next round against Philly.
All right, Drew and Giancarlo will be back here tomorrow to preview Game 5. But, Drew, go ahead. I'll get put on the 24-second shot clock. Tell everybody what are they missing with Canada basketball or anything going on in the next little while.
In the next little while, Canada basketball, I mean, everything, the amount of Canadians that have taken are trying to take their talents to the next level. A bunch of players, of course, RJ Barrett, number one of all, has declared for the NBA draft. Brandon Clark from Gonzaga declared for the NBA draft. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Lugans Dort, Ignas Brazdeikis as well. Lindell Wigginton, Andrew Nemhard. You go down the line, the amount of players that have declared. Now, some players like Andrew Nemhard and a couple of the others are leaving themselves open to go back to college, you know, by not signing with an agent, which is a great decision. But I think it's going to be the greatest draft in Canadian history. We're looking at possibly 4 to 8 players that are going to be drafted in the NBA. And I think, yeah, the ones that may not get drafted, either they go back to college and continue their journey, or they could end up, being free agent pickups, summer league pickups, where they can test their mettle against those players in summer league and hope for an invite to an NBA training camp in the fall. So Canada basketball is definitely on the rise. They continue to get the job done. All our young players have just stepped it up. I mean, you look at a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Clippers and what he's doing. Even though they're in a tough series, he's showing the potential that he has out there. Ken Birch, when you see what he is able to do, not getting a whole bunch of minutes, 16 minutes tonight, 5 points, 4 rebounds, but to know where Ken Birch came from off of the NBA radar after a stellar high school career, and to see the hard work that that Birch has put in, the Montreal native, to be in the NBA playoffs, it's unbelievable. Jamal Murray, you look at what he's doing against the Spurs. He might be the engine that drives the Denver Nuggets. So it's just fantastic to see the Canadian kids not only getting it done in high school, not only getting it done in college, but for the most part, doing a great job in the NBA as well. So, we're going to continue to follow them. We're going to continue to, give them exposure and let people know what amazing things our Canadian ballers are doing. And Joe, I know this is a Raptors, edition. I just wanted to say for the Raptors, again, it's a matter of understanding, and as Giancarlo said, wrap this series up. Don't give the Orlando Magic a chance to get back in the series, go back to Orlando, because if that happens, you never know what could take place. They got to close it out. They got to get it done. I would point out a few other guys that did it as well, guys. Fred VanVleet, 9 points, but it's just the little things he did on defense, making it tough for the opposing player. Serge Ibaka, you got to give him props too, guys. Coming off the bench in 20 minutes, 13-8. Big block inside on Aaron Gordon as well. Again, I'm proud mostly of what this team has decided will make them successful, and that's getting it done on defense. So if they continue that mindset, if they get through this series, it looks like it's going to be the Philly Raptors series in the next round. That's going to be a tough one. Joel Embiid, obviously, he's a monster and what he does. And the rest of the crew, Ben Simmons, they just have a lot of talent. But I think definitely the Raptors, in my opinion, would be favored in that next round. So it's up to them to get it done on Tuesday, as JC said, and put this to bed, get some rest, and then get started up for the next round.
I could tell you failed spelling. It's GC. Anyways, you'll be previewing.
GC, yes, sorry, Carlo.
you'll be previewing Game 5 coming up tomorrow. But, Drew, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Homepointbasketball.com is our website. And Drew Ebanks on Twitter, at On Point Basketball on Instagram, and also Facebook On Point Basketball. So listen up, folks. Make sure you tune in. I'm hoping we're going to be a regular contributor here with Ballin' again, because I'm just getting over everything finally and want to get back on the airwaves with Joe, my man, Jolton Joe, and Giancarlo. Good to have you on board tonight, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, Giancarlo, anything you want to add?
Yeah, just a great series, and it would be great for the Toronto Raptors to do something that, hasn't been done. Close out a team they're supposed to beat in 5 games. It would be refreshing, and hopefully give guys like Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, and Marcus all some rest, and maybe play Jeremy Lin for a good portion of that game so they can be energized when they play a tough Philadelphia 76ers team.
All right. Think Brooklyn will not come back? They're down 3-1. You think Brooklyn will not come back?
I doubt it. It has it in them. No way it's coming back. Hey, guys, what about the other series that's going on? The Trailblazers, look what they're doing right now. Up 2-1 and up in this one big. I mean, it's incredible to see. I think, Damian Lillard, always been an incredible player, never really got the props. And all of a sudden, about 2-3 years ago, everybody started realizing that this young man is one of the best players in the NBA. And as much as he, is taking some abuse on the trash-talking part of things to Russell Westbrook, he's going in there without any fear of playing a guy like Westbrook. And, to see the Trailblazers rebound from a few tough seasons, some injuries, and to do what they're doing in the first round is unbelievable. I'm happy for them. They have a tremendous fan base over there. I've been over there and seen a playoff game, and the atmosphere at the Motor Center is unreal. The Warriors, look at them getting it done, 3-1 over the Clippers. What can you say? The scary part, guys, if they start to click, and it seems, although they're playing the Clippers, we're not going to say they're playing Houston yet or any of the other top teams in the West. If they are starting to turn it around, it's going to be interesting to see, when they keep moving on, because as you know, and we all know, really, whatever happens with the Warriors is what happens with the NBA championship. It's all up to them. Really, if they're clicking on all cylinders, there's teams that could play with them, but to take them 4 out of 7, it's going to be mighty hard. So they're starting to turn it around, getting it done. And what about those Celtics, man? Getting it done against the Pacers. No Oladipo. The Pacers fighting back and playing tough, but go down by 4 points today, and Boston gets the sweep. So, again, a key for the Toronto Raptors, get out of the series as fast as possible, because there are teams that are going to be well-rested as well.
All right. So these two will be back tomorrow discussing Game 5 of the Raptors. Hopefully victorious, going to be victorious over Orlando. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Joe.